T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Fallen firefighter Timothy Klein will be laid to rest today. His funeral will take place this morning in Bell Harbor. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck is there this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, actually a beautiful setting here along the water's edge, Church of St. Francis de Sales on Rockaway Beach Boulevard. They're doing the final preparations here for the funeral mass. It's 11 o'clock this morning. I'm told the church here holds 500 people, of course, many thousands more. First responders and friends will be lining the streets outside. Two of Firefighter Klein's cousins will speak, the acting fire commissioner and the mayor and others as well. Robert Kettleberger is the lieutenant of Ladder Company 170 in Canarsie, where Klein spent his time.
He was a guy who had a relatively short amount of time in our firehouse, and he made an impression on everybody he worked with. Junior men who he trained and senior men who he impressed pretty much from the day he walked in the firehouse.
Klein's parents will be here. His dad, of course, a retired FDNY. His sisters, of course, his girlfriend, many, many friends and colleagues. Well, the final goodbye today certainly will be a very difficult day for them, as you can imagine. They will be getting a lot of support. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here in Bell Harbor in Queens.
Cops say they've got the man responsible for a string of sexual assaults near a Columbia University housing complex. Roger Stern with more live from Morningside Heights this morning. Roger.
Lee, 32-year-old Miguel Mella now faces 4 counts of sexual abuse and 2 counts of forcible touching. Police say that last week Mella attacked 2 19-year-old women outside a university apartment building on Claremont Avenue. This student tells NBC4.
My sister does live in this building. I go to Barnard, and I was visiting her, and I got the text, and I was actually leaving. I think I left an hour before the attack. It was really scary.
They say there may be more victims. Reportedly, cops caught Mella after someone recognized his photo from a university-wide email. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in Morningside Heights.
It's 15 years in prison for Michael Lopez. Prosecutors saying he fired a hail of bullets on a street in the Bronx last June, hitting a 24-year-old man and barely missing 2 children who were playing nearby. You may remember the video of this incident, which led to his arrest. He pleaded guilty to attempted murder, a crime for which he had been arrested once before back in 2014. He was on parole for that when he was arrested for this. A 6-month-old boy is in critical but stable condition this morning after his mother allegedly dropped him off a second-floor balcony on 51st Street in the Mapleton section of Brooklyn. Cops say the boy's father told them his wife woke him up to tell him she had dropped the baby. This is a neighbor.
I think it's a terrible story. She probably has some mental health issues, I'm guessing, and she probably has to be treated, and I hope the baby's doing well.
First responders say the 29-year-old mother made rambling statements about sacrifices. She was taken in for a psychiatric evaluation. The 5-Borough Bike Tour returns this Sunday in all its pre-pandemic glory. Ken Podziba, CEO of Bike NY, says it's the best bike ride in the world.
The reason why it is the best bike ride in the world is because it is the most diverse bike ride in the world. You have people who are 4 years old, 94 years old, all abilities, all shapes, sizes. It's just ethnicities, it's like a microcosm of the world. And people come from all over the world.
About 32,000 cyclists expected to have a great time riding through all 5 boroughs. Guaranteed not to be having such a great time. Drivers trying to cope with all the resulting street closures will do our best to steer you around them Sunday with traffic and transit on the ones. Metal detectors were put in at Francis Lewis High School in Queens the day after 3 teenagers were shot nearby. School safety officer Greg Floyd told CBS2 those metal detectors started going off right away.
They have a stun gun and pepper spray from one student. They have a lot of knives.
Over 20 weapons in total. Police, meantime, have released a photo of the suspects wanted for the shooting near the school. That'll be going up at 1010wins.com. One of the people in that photo is holding a gun and apparently aiming it. This Fresh Meadows resident is not pleased with what's going on in his neighborhood, and he wants to know why the cops aren't doing more about it.
It's not happening in the middle of the night. It's happening in the afternoon on a busy street in a busy area where kids congregate after school.
Investigators say two of the three teenagers shot were innocent bystanders. Defense attorneys for accused Subway shooter Frank James are complaining that the FBI took DNA samples from their client without a search warrant and without asking them first. Prosecutors say they did have a warrant, and they call the defense claims hyperbole. The Jets and the Giants had a pretty good night at the NFL draft. Mark Herne on what they managed to accomplish. Mark?
Yeah, Lee Gangreen took defensive back Sauce Gardner at number 4 overall, and he told Westwood One he can't wait to play with receiver Garrett Wilson, who was chosen 6 picks later.
Oh, man, that's going to be crazy. You know, I feel like besides, you know, my teammates that I was having, he's the best receiver in the draft. You know, and I feel like I'm the best cornerback in the draft. So the fact that we can be on the same team and just make each other better, you know, that's going to be great for the program.
Plus, the Jets traded up to the 26th spot for defensive end Jermaine Johnson. Now, as for Big Blue, their first pick, number 5, defensive end Kayvon Thibodeau. Then at 7th overall, offensive tackle Evan Neal. Both guys featured right here yesterday. So on paper, the two local teams could very well be looking at 5 first-round home runs. Mark Herne, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.